I want to look at the call of Moses, and I also want to look at a response from Joshua. Exodus 3:1-12. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was burning or on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard their crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And can we have the next passage, please? Now, this is some years later, and Joshua was about to enter the promised land. He said, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And there's another passage that I'll throw in that came up in our daily reading this morning. From Isaiah 29, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught. Look at the life of Moses. And when he was called to go and set the children of Israel free from Egypt, Moses was 40 years old. Moses was a murderer. Moses had been rescued as a baby from the Nile River. and brought up as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he was privileged. And as he grew up, he had a real zeal for his people, the Hebrew people. He saw the abuse that they were suffering, and he let fly and he killed an Egyptian. Now, as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he wasn't above being punished. So he shot through for many years. And at the age of about 40 years, God appeared to him in a miraculous manner from a burning bush. Now, can you imagine being outside somewhere and you see a tree or a bush on fire and yet not being consumed? Doesn't happen in Australia that way, does it? You've seen bushfires, we've all seen them. Some of us have been in them. And fire really consumes. But this bush was burning, but it wasn't being consumed. Now, I know if I saw that, I'd be a bit curious. And I'd want to go and have a look. So Moses did. And God said to him, "Moses, Moses." "Yes." "Take off your shoes, for the ground you are standing on is holy ground." This was God interfacing with man. Now, did God chastise Moses for his past? No. God had a purpose for Moses. And Moses' past was just part of Moses coming to the point in his life where he would meet God. Now, we've all had many things in our past that we'd like to forget, but we can't, but they're part of moulding our character. And they're part of bringing us to the point of meeting God and finding what God wants us to do. It might take 14 years. It might take 20 years. It might take 40 years. 60 years, 70 years. It's not a time factor. But it's coming to that place in life where you have a meeting with God. You have a revelation. Your own burning bush experience. Something that is going to really grab your attention. And God says, "Hello, are you there?" And probably for the first time in your life, you realize, hey, God's speaking to me. Now God said to Moses, "I want you to set my children free, set my people free from Egypt. Lead them out of Egypt." Moses said, "Well, it's a big thing, and I have a speech impediment." God said, "Don't worry." He says, "I have your brother Aaron who's going to speak for you. He's a motor mouth." Okay. How often when we are faced with a choice in life that God puts before us, we come up with excuses. And God says, "Don't worry about the excuses. I've got it all in hand. I know the future. You only know your past and the present. But I know what I have for you. Well, we all know the story of Moses bringing the people out, all the plagues on Egypt, coming out through the Red Sea. Can you imagine the children of Israel coming up to the Red Sea, and here's the Egyptians chasing up behind them, and here they come to this great body of water. How are we going to get through there? We're going to be destroyed. The Egyptians are coming. They'll catch us. Moses was listening to God. See, he'd already met God. They'd already started a relationship. And he knew what it was to listen to God. So Moses did what God told him, and the sea parted. And the Israelites went through on dry ground. Now some people will say, well, the sea at that point of time, in that year, or in those years, it was only about 6 inches deep. Okay. Then how did Pharaoh's army get wiped out in 6 inches of water? Yeah, you come up with all sorts of excuses, but the word of God still stands. No, it happened. Now, we go on 80 years, or we go on 40 years. They come to the promised land. And they can't go in because they've sent spies in, and the spies come back. And out of the 12 spies that they sent in, 10 of them said, these people are giants. They see us as grasshoppers. We can't go in and overtake their land. We can't do that. Now, I've actually got to correct myself here. Moses was 40 years when he escaped from Egypt. And he was 40 years in the wilderness before God called him. So he was 80 years of age when God called him. Anyway, they get to the promised land. And they can't go in, because the spies brought back a bad report. And the people believed the spies and didn't believe God. So that generation had to die out. Another 40 years wandering around in the desert. Miracle after miracle after miracle. Over 1 million people. Can you imagine the logistics of moving 1 million people around? Food, water. Their clothes didn't wear out, their sandals didn't wear out. God took care of that. God provided water for them all through the desert area. And he provided food, manna. Now, there's a young boy, Joshua, who was a servant to Moses. And Joshua was one of the spies that had gone in, and he and Caleb brought back a good report. And Joshua was appointed to succeed Moses, because Moses, at one point in a fit of anger, when God told him to speak to a rock, Moses was getting a bit frustrated and he struck the rock with his staff. And as a result, God said, you're not going into the promised land. You will see it, but you won't enter it. And Joshua was appointed to lead the children into the promised land. So they get to the point where Joshua is taking them in. And then Joshua throws down a challenge for them. Are you going to serve the gods of the people around you? Or are you going to serve the Lord? And he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that statement rings down through time to us today. We're starting out on a new stage in our lives, the year of our Lord 2014. Interesting that in legal terms it is called the year of our Lord. Is it your year of our Lord? Has God brought you to this point in time to speak with you and challenge you? Forget the past. Forget what's happened in the past. It's a new year. It's a new day. It's not a time for making resolutions about I'm going to lose 10 kilos or 20 kilos or 30 kilos or 30 kilos or that. It's a time of saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll put aside what has passed. Our New Year resolution will be to walk with God, regardless of the cost. Regardless of the cost, I'll walk with God. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.